You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. We can get this video and all the previous videos, as well as join our free WhatsApp video groups. As we enter the 9 days, the culmination of the 3 weeks, I wanted to focus a little bit more on cases between one person and another, interpersonal things and halachos as well. We made a video, it was video number 86, a few weeks ago, in regards to gezel sheina, stealing someone's sleep. And we went through the definition to see if that's actually the proper terminology of calling it gezel or not. We came out that it isn't actually stealing because you haven't taken something away from the person or withheld from them something else. So a few people sent in questions about that. So I'd like to clarify that, as well as bringing a few other cases where it actually seemed that you wouldn't be chayev, it wouldn't be called stealing, and you actually are considered having had stolen. So today we're using a sefer called Halachas of Other People's Money. I'm going to try and fit this into one video, but we might have to split it into two. The first case he brings over here of actual gezel is in cases where it involves divrei Torah, words of Torah thought, and you quote another person. He brings over here is that it's a medrash tanhuma. He brings over here that a person who wishes to impart Torah wisdom, a Torah thought, and he says it over, and he doesn't quote the actual source or the person from whom he got the divrei Torah from, then if he doesn't say that, the person is actually guilty of stealing. He brings it over from the medrash tanhuma, like we said, and he brings a pasuk to bring it, al tigzol dal ki dalu, that's the source of the pasuk, and he says over here, interestingly, is that the converse is also, it comes out as a bracha, a person who does quote from where they heard a Torah thought from, actually it says that they are zoche, that in their hands the gula would come. And it brings a proof from Esther Hamalka, from the story of Purim, where she actually quoted Mordechai, and through her actually Kal Yisrael was saved. So he brings over here that that is one of the definitions of having actually being able to steal from someone. Now you're going to ask, what's the difference over here? What did I steal? What did I owe? And over here, he brings over here from Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, they bring is that what you stole from the person is may not have taken from them, but you've withheld from them the goodness that can come to them of having their Torah thoughts being said in their name. Good things could come out of it, and you have held that back from that person, so therefore it is actually considered a form of stealing. We'll continue in this again next week with a different case as well. Thank you very much, and have a great day.